At one time, it was the grandest of hotels in the state of Virginia, but the wheels of time eventually forced her shutdown and all of the furnishings were sold. What happened next surprised many. The story is brought to you by Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com. And by Shoup Ag Parts. They keep farms running. Visit shoupparts.com.
Being profitable is critical to your survival. High production costs require you to evaluate efficiency of your fertilizer program. Only Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop. No matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when, Agriculture Liquid has the products to maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
This fall, let the power of Extract PBA help you realize the full nutrient potential of your crop residue. Extract powered by Accomplish is an exciting new nutrient release and residue management technology from Loveland Products. Use Extract PBA to speed residue decomposition and release the valuable nutrients locked up in your residue, and for easier plantability, a more even crop emergence, and the potential for increased yields next season. Ask your local crop production services dealer about Extract PBA today.
The Hotel Roanoke dates to the beginnings of Roanoke, Virginia. The Norfolk Southern Railroad built the lodging and brought trains to town back in 1882. But 100 years later, the rail company was ready to get out of the failing hotel business.
There was a grand ceremony. Everything was sold from the hotel. It was like a two-week process of anything that was within the hotel was sold. But yeah, grand dance. There was a closing ceremony. There was a lock put on. It was really a kind of a special time.
And with that, one of the grandest old hotels in the state closed and sat vacant, says Michael Quance.
Everybody originally believed that it was going to be torn down. When it got into the hands of Virginia Tech, you know, I think everybody was comforted by the fact that they owned it, but they weren't sure if it was going to become a satellite school for them or if it would just be torn down and turned into a parking lot.
The railroad gave the property to Virginia Tech. Some thought the old hotel could be brought back to life. The community and university raised $30 million, and in 1995, the doors reopened to guests.
We're part of the Historic Hotels of America, so there's certainly, we cater to the travelers that enjoy the historic nature of what we have here. We have a lot of railroad enthusiasts that come through. We have different packages designed for just railroad enthusiasts. And certainly the conference center has been a big attraction, is one of the larger facilities here.
Today, the lodging has over 300 rooms and is helping bring downtown back to life.
A lot of great things are happening in Roanoke, for sure. A lot of great renovations happening in downtown. We're celebrating the 20th anniversary of the reopening of the hotel.
Passenger rail service is coming back to the city. It will reunite the Grand Hotel that sits adjacent to the tracks with its original purpose to cater to those who rode the trains to this Virginia city. Traveling the countryside in Roanoke, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCray.